This week, we'll have another set of eyes and ears on the activities in Boston. Writer Calvin Trillin will provide a running commentary on the Democrats' convention in verse. Today's offering is A Delegate Responds to the Policy of Keeping the Democratic Convention Positive.
We're not to dwell on Bush's every vice. Our candidate and leaders say, make nice. They think there's not a lot of receptivity to constant, unremitting negativity. No wish to see the president derided among the voters who are undecided. McAuliffe says he'll censor at his desk a joke that's in the slightest whoopee-esque. The bosses have in Boston banned Bush bashing. Those trashing can expect a verbal thrashing from organizers who have made it clear we're not to say that George Bush uses fear to make Americans forget the way his fumbles daily make Bin Laden's day, and how this mess resulted from his lying, and how his cronies profit from the dying, and how he's dumb as dirt, and how bizarre he... Oh, my. Did I say all those things? Oh, sorry.
Writer Calvin Trillin. His latest book is Obliviously On He Sails, The Bush Administration in Rhyme.
For a roundup of today's news from the Democratic National Convention, along with audio highlights, visit our website, npr.org.